When I saw the Detroit News headline which read, "Inspections began at DMC Hospital after dirty instruments allegation," I thought, what, again? Joining me now is the reporter who wrote that story, Karen Bouffard. Hi there.
Hi, Lester.
Let's go back a couple of years because your newspaper published a big investigative report about Detroit Medical Center and a history of dirty surgical instruments in the OR. Give us a quick reminder about what reporters found then.
Well, we did a six-month investigation, myself together with another of my reporting colleagues, Joel Kirst, that was based on about 200 emails we received from anonymous sources that showed an 11-year history of struggles with dirty surgical instruments that actually were endangering patients.
Now, that series of reports resulted in state investigations, and I thought DMC replaced a bunch of equipment and set up a new system so this kind of thing would not happen again. How did this new allegation of dirty instruments come to light?
Well, this actually came to light because there was a big dust-up about a week ago at the DMC concerning four cardiologists. Apparently, there are a couple of different teams of cardiologists that work at the DMC in the Heart Hospital, and there was a group of three cardiologists and actually the top medical executive at their vascular institute there who had been making a lot of complaints about patient care involving a few other doctors and but also involving processes and all kinds of issues, one of which was, they say, a continuation of dirty instruments at the DMC. One of the things that was reported to me was that there was a tray of dirty instruments that was discovered by an orthopedic surgeon during the summer. And this actually was confirmed to me by the Detroit Medical Center, which says, and the doctor who experienced this tray also says, that the tray never reached a patient. That is probably because the instruments go from a sterile processing center to the operating room where they're checked by a technician before they are ever brought into the sterile field, which is the area right around the patient that has a heightened security against contaminants. So I'm sure that it never reached the area where the patient actually was.
Yeah, but it sounds like the system actually worked.
The system did work, right? But it is kind of concerning how the tray of instruments was able to get through sterile processing. I know that the problem that they had in the past was that instruments were not being scrubbed before they went into the sterilizer. And as a result, there were lots of instruments coming back with blood or bone or different biological matter that had been essentially baked onto the instruments. And although there weren't live pathogens, that's very unlikely since they'd gone through the sterilization process, it's still not a good thing to have those kinds of substances on instruments because the body can actually react to foreign bodies and it can result in sepsis. So even though there weren't live pathogens, it was still a big problem, and it is still a little bit concerning, I think, that this instrument got past the sterilization department.
What's the DMC administration have to say about these allegations by these doctors?
Well, they have made a lot of improvements, and with regard to the doctors themselves, they say that the issues had to do with violations of standards of conduct, but they have not specified what those violations of standards of conduct are. It's pretty unusual that a hospital, any hospital, would mention that they had demoted physicians. I mean, that happens all the time, but I think what was unusual in this case was that it was publicly announced, and the physicians believe that this was done to smear them, that it was retaliation for their complaints. What I've heard from the doctors is that it's been kind of an ongoing conflict with some other physicians, and that really they were being they were being retaliated against. Hmm.
So the feds plan to investigate this. In the minute or so we have here, what's the worst that could happen to the DMC health system?
Well, if you fail an inspection as a hospital, it's very serious. Ultimately, if they don't fix problems, they could lose their Medicare or Medicaid funding. That's pretty unusual. In extreme cases, they have closed down hospitals. It doesn't happen very often. And another alternative is to just say a certain department at the hospital can no longer operate. So there are serious consequences, but hospitals are given many chances to improve. So even if they do fail an inspection, it's not going to happen immediately that a severe consequence is imposed. It would happen only after repeated attempts by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare and Medicaid funding to services, rather. It would only happen after repeated attempts to get them to fix the problems, whatever they may be.
Karen Bouffard reports for the Detroit News. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.